Friends, we are continuing our study of the Din of Malchus Beribis. In the previous shiur, we were talking about the two aspects of Gzela, the Mais Gzela, the Kinyan Gzela, and we saw in the flows, and Mirat Hashem, we will continue to do so. Again, this is based on the Torah of Agon, Reb Moshe Leary is at Zal. The Gemara of Mitzia is a Machlokas, and Afches, if one's Magbiya Mitzia Lachaveiro, it says the Gemara, Lo Kona Chaveiro, if you lift something up for your friend, illegally, you're not kona for your friend, but if you're a magbia, because you can't be kona for your friend. But if you're a magbia la'atzmo, nami kona chavero. If you're a magbia for yourself, this mitzia, then it becomes legal. Then it works. Then migu dezochel inavshi. Since you're zocha on your own behalf, you're also zocha for your friend. The Gemara brings a raya for this from the din that if someone says to his friend, "Go and steal from me," he doesn't become a shliach. But shutfim that steal, they are both chayiv. So just like shutfim that steal, both are chayiv. So too, if you're magbia for yourself and your friend, just like a shutif does it for himself and for his friend, it works. So too, if you're magbia metziah for yourself and your friend, it's effective. Says machlokas here, Rashi tosfos. Rashi holds that shutfim sheganvu means that a person steals it on his own behalf and on behalf of his friend. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? Shlichus doesn't work in such a case. It's talking about where they lifted it together. Frektik tzos, that if svaras hatosfos is that in the case of Rashi, it's not effective, since there's no shlichus l'dvar aveira, even though he's magbiyat for himself as well. So why, if they both pick it up together, does it work? We still need shlichus for each one to be picking it up for the other one. Each one is picking up one side for himself and for the other one as well. So if Tosfos holds shlichus doesn't work when you do it for yourself and your friend, why should Tosfos hold that it works when you're doing it for yourself and for your friend together with your friend? What's the difference? So that's the Ketosis Kasha and Tosfos. So it would appear that this din of Migdu Zachli Nafshe was only said about Chalois Kinyanin. In other words, even though there's no shlichus, nevertheless, since he's zoiche for himself, he can be zoiche in the kinyan for his friend as well. And this svar is not shaykh to the etzem meis hagzela. It's only shaykh to the chalos hagzela, the kinyan gzela, but not to the meis gzela. That if you're mechaving for yourself, it's called a meis of your friend. There's no migu. There's no migu on a meis of alma. The din migu is only on the fact that there are kinyane gzela. There we say din migu zoch l'nafshi, zoch inam l'chavrein. Rashi learned that since he becomes a shliach on the kinyane gzela, so the shlichus is effective. Tzachi kinyan gzeila lechavrei mishum dischia ledidei, that you're zoche in the kinyan gzeila for your friend because you're zoche in the kinyan gzeila for yourself. That even on the ma'is gzeila there's no shlichus, it's mischalik. It depends. It splits up. That he's chayev on the ma'is gzeila, and on the kinyan gzeila it's a din shlichus. However, Tosfos doesn't accept this, and Tosfos learns that you can't be mechalik, that the Mais Gzela is only of the Shliach, and the Kinyan Gzela belongs to both of them. That there's no Shlichus on the Maisa, Memela, there's also no Shlichus on the Kinyanim. And therefore, Tosfos learns that we're talking about where they lifted it up together. And if so, the Mais Gzela is done by both of them. And you only need the migu to be mischayiv b'chol hachiyuvim. Of kinyane gzeila. So that's where we get to the din of migu de zoch l'nafshi zoch inam l'chavre. She'al kinyanim yesh migu she'kol echad koine la'atzmo u l'chaveiro. So according to Rashi, since the Maisa Gzela belongs to Reuven, who did the actual Maisa, and then the Kinyanim can belong to both, since he's Zoch and Kinyan Gzela for himself, friend, from himself Zoch for his friend, and Tosfos holds that doesn't work. You can't have the Maisa Gzela only of the Shliach and the Kinyan Gzela for both. So therefore Tosfos says it has to be that the Maisa Gzela is done by both, and Memela, then you can also say that the Kinyane Gzela are for both. They can be shutfin the Kinyane Gzela since they both did the Mais Gzela. So again, we see this chalukah of Kinyane Gzela and Mais Gzela. And according to Rashi, if there's a Maisa Gzela of the Shliach, then the Kinyan Gzela can apply to both. And according to Tosus, so there has to be a Maisa Gzela of both. And then we say the Miku of Miku Zach and Afshe Zach and Lechavri about the Kinyan Gzela. And with this, we could be Miyashi of the Kashi, the Maril Diskin, in a Tshuva, and that it says in Erevin and Afsamach Beis, Sheba Akum Ikadin Kimlei Vidurabimine, that by Goyim, there's a din of Kimlei Vidurabimine, it's a Chiddush of Tosus. An Erevin. If so, asked the Maril Diskin, how do we say she'akum ne'erag al pachos misheva pruta? How is a goy killed for even stealing less than a sheva pruta? Hare mevur bin esivis, that where there's kim leva derabimine, there are no kinyan exela. If there's kim leva derabimine, there are no kinyan exela. And in the Sigis HaGemara in Bava Metzia, from the Isha Ve'eved, we see that what we spoke about in the previous shir, that in Bava Kama, that if there are no Kinyane Gzela, there's no Isser of Lo Sigzel. Because the Gemara Havamina, that if they're Putter, and there are no kinyane gzela for an isha and an eved, so they're also not over on lo sigzal. That's the Gemara. I was right the first time. In Bava Metzia Daf Yud, that the din of ein shlichus dvar aveira was only if the shlichus is a bar chiyuva. If the shlichus is not a bar chiyuva, then the mishalech is chayv. The Gemara asks, so if that's the case, if someone says to his eved and his isha, it's not tzu gnuvuli, hachanam lechayv sholchan, if he says to the Evid and the Isha, go and steal from me. Are you going to tell me that the Mishalech is Chayav? So answers the Gemara, no, Shaini Hasim, Bnei B'chiyuvah, Nilesu L'Shlumei. Really, it's different over there, because really they are Bnei Chiyuvah, they just don't have what to pay. So the Gemara was learning, as we explained in the previous shir, that there are two Isurei Gzela B'chol Gezel. One is that you are Motzei Mishus Bayam, the other is Kinyan Gzela. And a woman and an Eved who are not Bnei Chiyuva, they have no Gzela B'chevta, they have no Kinyan Gzela, and therefore they're Pater. So the Gemara asks, then there should be Shlichus. So Bishlam and the Gzela and the Mais Gzela, there was no Sal Kadaitach, they aren't Bnei Chiyuva. And there's no Shlich Dvarver. What about in the Kinyan Gzela that they're not making? So there should be Shlichus. And the Gemara says, okay, they really are Bnei Chiyuva, they just don't have what to pay. But you see that the Gemara holds that if there are no Kinyan Gzela, then there's no Lo Sigzel. If there's no Kinyan Gzela, Isha Ve'evet, we see that there's no Kinyan Gzela, and therefore the Mishalech should be Chayev, they're not called Bnei Chiyuva. So if that's true, that a guy has a din of Kim Lebe Durabimine, and if there's Kim Lebe Durabimine, there's no Kinyan Gzela, so how are we Mechayev a guy? And your kinyan exhale, the goy should be chayiv. So how do we kill the goy? Kim led ramenei padus and chayiv tashlim the no kinyan exhale. And if there's no isser, so why is he killed? But again, that's what we explained the Gemara. The Gemara isn't saying that if there's no kinyan exhale, that the person isn't over on lo sigzel. No. Really, there is, because the mais exhale, like we explained. That the Gemara understood as a davar pashut, that there's a isha ve'eved there's a ma'is gzela, and therefore avada for the ma'is gzela the isha ve'eved are responsible. But whereas the Gemara is saying that all right, in the ma'is gzela they're responsible, but there should be shlichus. They're not called bnei chayuva on the kinyan gzela, because the kinyan gzela, who are they doing on behalf of? They're doing on behalf of the mishaleach, and they're not bnei chayuva in the kinyan gzela. They don't make kinyanim. And the Gemara says no, they really do. They just don't know what to pay. But The only hava min of the Gemara was that they're not chayiv in the kinyan gzeila, but in the ma'is gzeila they're definitely chayiv, and that would also explain how a goy is chayiv. A goy is chayiv in the ma'is gzeila without the kinyan gzeila. So you're right. There's kimle b'drahmine, and you're right. If there's kimle b'drahmine, then no kinyan gzeila, but it doesn't matter because there's a ma'is gzeila. And for that, the goy is chayiv. So again, you see this the distinction between the ma'is gzeila and the kinyan gzeila. So women in avodim, they definitely have a ma'is gzeila. The only shaila is in the Gemara if they have a kinyan gzeila. Maybe there, if they don't, then shlichus would be effective. And kamash malan that they do have kinyan gzeila in theory. And a goy is chayiv. You already has no kinyan gzeila, but he has a ma'is gzeila. And again, you see this distinction in the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. And Rashi holds that if a person, in order to be chayv in kinyan gzeila, doesn't need to do a ma'isik gzeila himself. Reuven could do the ma'isik gzeila, and he could do the kinyanim for migu, that he's making a kinyan gzeila for himself. He can also make a kinyan gzeila for Shimon. Whereas Tosfos holds no, they both had to do the ma'isik gzeila, and then they could do the kinyan gzeila for each other. Now the mashmaos of the Gemara and Tzmura that we spoke about last time, and above Metzia, is that the din of chiyuv tashlum is talu in kinyan gzeila, and not in the iser gzeila. When is there going to be a chiyuv tashlum? When there's kinyan gzeila, and not merely on the iser gzeila. And the explanation is, like Rashi says in Sanhedrin and Ein Beis, that a gazlan is chayiv in onsin, since kol anah shelo kishoel, alarei shemishum, shishlo kinyane gzeila, a gazlan has kinyane gzeila, therefore he's chayiv in onsin if he doesn't return the etzem hachefetz, because kol anah shelo kishoel. So since he makes kinyane gzeila, he's chayiv to pay, because kol anah shelo. But Reb Chaim in the Sefer in Perek Tes, in Ochel Gzeila, brings that it's mevor b'sifra shechiyuv tashlumen hecha she'adavar ein obeinu mekwav v'shileim. No, he learns it from a pasuk, and when it's not be'ein, it says in the pasuk v'shileim, and that's why you have to pay. It's not because of kinyan egzela, it's because of gzeras hakasuv, that's why a ganav has to pay if it's not be'ein, because of v'shileim, and not because he made kinyan egzela kol hanah shelo kishoel. So, since he has kinyan gzeila, he has hanan this item, gets to use it, so memeli has to pay. No, it's from a pasuk. So it would appear, that's what the Reb Chaim brings from the Sifra. So it would appear that l'shitas ha-Sifra, there are two dinei tashlumen b'gzeila. Ba'af l'didei, even according to the Sifra, that there's kinyan gzeila k'shoz mechayiv him in onsen, whenever he doesn't return the etzem object. But rather, Sifra learns that there's another din mishum ma'ase gzeila u'machuyev tmuras ha'gzeilim eino machzir etzem hadavar, that he's chayv out the ma'ase gzeila if he doesn't return the item itself. And even in those areas where there's a ma'ase gzeila without kinyan gzeila, like by avadim, there's a ma'ase gzeila, there's no kinyan gzeila by avadim, so then there would be no chiyuv to return the eved, even though there is a ma'isa gzeila. But there, that an eved isn't stolen is a miut b'klal u'prat. So in the Mela, there's a miut also in the chiddush of v'shileim, which is also a chiddush in the parasha of gzeila, and all they have is an iser gzeila, but all the special chiyuvim were mismayit from an eved, and therefore there's a ptur. But otherwise, in general, if there's an iser gzeila, in other words, by an eved, there's a special miut that of all the chiyuvim, and therefore, if the eved isn't be'ein, then the person doesn't have to pay back for stealing the eved, even though he did a ma'is gzeila. But in general, You're chayev for two reasons. You're chayev out to the ma'isik zela, and you're chayev to repay out to the ma'isik zela because of a shilem, and you're chayev out to kinyanik zela as well. So it would appear that chalukim hanitshrei dine chiyuv b'yisodim. These are two fundamentally different chiyuvim. That the chiyuv of v'shilem is a special chiyuv that the Torah is mechayiv the gazlan v'shayich lichlol hay chiyuv b'din kedei rishaso. That v'shilem is a special chiyuv the Torah is mechayiv the gazlan, and this can be included in kedei rishaso that he can't be mechayiv al to rishayos and for two punishments. The lav misvar hu mechuyiv al ha'torah chiyuv. So it's not the misvar he's chayiv. The Torah was mechayiv him for the ma'isa, but this chiyuv that he's chayv al kinyan gzeila, that he's chayv like a shoel, since kol hanah shelo is a chiyuv misvara, and it's not included in the din of kedei rishaso. So those are the two chiyuvim. One is gzeiras hakasuv, because of the ma'isa gzeila, and there you can include it in the din of kedei rishaso. You're chayv mishum risha achas and not shtei rishayos. But if you have a chiyuv misvara, then you have to. And that you have to pay even shtei rishayos, and that's what's misvar that you made a kinyan gzeila, and mele you have to pay. But that you're chayav for the ma'isa gzeila, that for that you need a gzeiras hakasuv. But for the kinyan gzeila, you're chayav to pay the kinyan gzeila pashut. You made a kinyan, you stole something, and now it belongs to you. Of course, you have to pay. So according to that, we can say that linyan malchus b'gzeila, we need two reasons to patur a person. That in this din of the Isra of Los Sigzol Mishum, the Mais Exela, we can say that the reason of the Ptur is like the Kiryas Sefer and the Kesef Mishnah we saw in the previous shir. That if there are two Chiyuvim, Malkus and Mammon, from the Pasuk of Vishilem, you can't be Mechayiv both of them. Mishum Risha Achas Ata Mechayiv, Ovi Ata Mechayiv, Mishum Shtei Rishayos. You can't give the person both Malkus and Mammon. And normally we say Milka Lakim Mammon Alo Mishalem, but here there's Xeris Hakasuv. Like the those sources say that he pays and he doesn't get malchus. Normally you get malchus, you don't pay, but here you pay and you don't get malchus. And why doesn't he get both punishments? Because of kedei rishaso. But in this din of the iser gzeila mishum kinyane gzeila, bazela shayich ladin mishum kedei rishaso. There you can't talk about kedei rishaso because that he's chayiv mamon is a svar of a chukol hanah shelo. Of course, all the hanah is his. He gets to use this object, so memele it's pashut that he has to pay. So why shouldn't he also get malchus? There's no miut of mishum risha achas tamachayiv utim rachayiv mishum shtei rishayos. Ve'ein lomar shekevan shehu mechuyav mamon mishum v'shilem av b'hai isur dekinyan egzela niftar. You can't say that since he's mechuyav mamon out v'shilem, even in this kinyan, in this isur of kinyan egzela, he's going to be pater because yata mechayv mishtem shtei rishayos, because they're not chal at the same time. Because the Isser Gzela of the Kinyane Gzela is after the Maisa Gzela. That after the Maisa Gzela, he's Kone. And it emerges that he's Mechayiv after the Chalos Kinyan. But the Chov Mammon of Vishilaim is Miad Ben Maisa Gzela or Mechayiv. So the question is, so why is he Pater from Malchus? He did, it's not Mishum Risha Achas at Tamachayiv, but Mitha Bechayiv Mishum Shtei Rishayos, because there are two separate times. So he did the Maisik Zela, and he's Chayiv Alts the Maisik Zela, Migzeres HaKosuv, and now he's also Chayiv Misvara because of the Kinyan Gzela. So let's give him Mammon for the Maisik Zela, and let's give him Malchus for the Kinyan Gzela. So it's muchruch shebezeh atam acher. That this is a different reason. That since the iser gzeila is because he was kone kinyan gzeila, lav zeh nitan lihishavon du machzir mashalokach mimenu. So it's not a lav gamor, like we saw at the beginning. So as far as the iser gzeila goes, it's not a complete, iser. The Isser Gzela is because he was Kone Kinyan Gzela, and this Lav is, you can return, you can give it back. So this isn't a Lav Gamor, it's only a partial Lav, because you can always give it back, it's not complete. But as far as the Isser Maisa Gzela, this isn't going to help that he can give it back, because this was on the Etzim HaMaisa, even though he's Machzer, he's not attacking the Isser. The only Isser he can fix is Machaser Momon Chavero. So it emerges according to this that these two Perushim are included in what the Rambam patterned. A Gazlan from Malkus. Number one, Mishum Kedei Rishaso. And Al Zed Danu Akir Sefer Akesef Mishnah. Am I milky, low lucky? That's what we saw in the Lashon of the Kiyas Sefer. V'chol lav shenitin latashlum and ein lokin alav. Since the lav is given latashlum, you don't get malchus. Kirabana demasnisim parakam demakus de'amar. Kol mishalim ein oloke. Mishim u'dechsiv kidei rishaso. V'lo tem v'shiyoka v'lo yishalim. Tevim zom ripsetar b'fer shiyishalmu. Kidechsiv v'esisim lokashir zama. So you can't get two punishments. And don't say that he gets malchus and not tashlum, because you see that by Edim Zomamin. It says that he pays and he doesn't get malchus. So here also, when he steals, he's going to pay and he's not going to get malchus. So what the Kiryat Sefer is explaining is Midin Kedei Rishaso. You can't get both. What can you not get both for? You cannot get both for the Etzem Maisa Gzela. And being Machzir, it doesn't help in the Etzem Maisa Gzela. So what gives him the right to get only Malchus on the Etzem Maisa Gzela, to only get Tashluman on the Etzem Maisa Gzela? Mishum Risha Achas Etam Achaibo Via Tam Achaibo Mishum Shtei Rishayos. That's what gets him out of the Malchus. Otherwise, he'd be chayiv malchus for the etzem maisa gzeila. And then on top of that, we also have the kinyan gzeila. So what paters him from the kinyan gzeila? The fact that he can repay it. And therefore the yisur is not complete. So you really need both reasons to pater the person from malchus, both mitzad the maisa gzeila. For that you need the reason of the kiryas sefer in the case of Mishnah. And you also need the din of that the Isser isn't complete, and therefore there are no kinyan gzeila over here, and therefore he doesn't get malchus because of the kinyan gzeila, because it's nitan lehishavon. Since it's nitan lehishavon, the Isser isn't complete, and therefore he's not getting malchus for the kinyan for the kinyan gzeila. So really both reasons are needed. And with this we can also explain our ribis question, and that, please God, is our avoda for the next time, b'li neder. But this year we saw in it flows, and please God we will continue to do so. So please stay tuned, b'li neder, we'll continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and best.